What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Safera Effect. Last night was UFC 277. Really good show, man. I thought it was awesome. I was kind of not that excited about it until I saw the card. For some reason, I thought that the card was going to be bogus. I didn't realize he was fighting until literally yesterday. We had Magomed and Anthony Smith fight. It was a good flyweight fight. Derek Lewis and Sergey, the Russian dude, fought. Brandon Moreno, Kai Kara-France, and then Juliana Pena and Amanda Nunes. So, I mean, to start off, we had Anthony Smith versus Magomed Ankalaev. I believe is how you pronounce it. Dude, Anthony Smith, I thought looked surprisingly good. I used to be kind of an Anthony Smith hater, mainly because I was a John Jones fan, and I just didn't think he was on that level. It seems like he's jumped quite a bit. I think they said he was training in North Carolina with Chris Weidman. Apparently, that's a camp that's popping off, and a lot of really good fighters are coming out of there. He looked really good. I didn't think that Magomed looked that impressive, to be quite honest. He definitely looks big and scary, but he just didn't seem as good as they kind of made it seem. It looked like Anthony threw a kick across the body, which got checked, I'm assuming, or hit the knee, and they said he broke his leg. So he got TKO'd in the second round, technically, but he just couldn't even get up. Like, he couldn't do anything. And he said multiple times that the leg was broken. The next fight, though, was, I can't even say this guy's name, Alexandre Pantoja, versus Alex Perez. That Brazilian dude, Pantoja, jumped on his back immediately and got the submission. I kid you not. I mean, it was like instant on his back, like a spider monkey. Got the rear naked choke. Wasn't even truthfully a rear naked choke. It was a little bit more of a neck crank. He definitely put the pressure on and got Perez out of there immediately. I mean, it was literally a minute 31 of the first round. The next fight was Derek Lewis and Sergey Pavlovich. Dude, Sergey Pavlovich definitely was intimidating. Definitely scary. I was super worried for Derek Lewis going into this fight because I'm a big Derek Lewis fan. Who doesn't like the Black Beast? But man, such an early stoppage. They stopped that in 55 seconds of the first round because Derek Lewis, he got caught with a shot, and then there was kind of like a barrage of punches where Derek kind of fell down to the ground, and immediately the ref separated it. Lewis literally popped up in the moment that it was stopped and put his hands up in the air like, what the fuck, dude? So that was kind of a disappointment because, in my opinion, when they showed the replay, Sergey definitely landed one clean punch. Then he threw this barrage of punches. They act like he rained hell on Derek Lewis. I literally could watch in the replay, like 95% of those punches missed. He didn't even land any of them. I think he got three punches through in that whole 15-second hammer session that he was trying to put on. And then he had the nerve to say, how you think this boxing? How you like this boxing? And I think Rogan, he said, oh, I mean, it was good boxing, but definitely premature stoppage. So I was happy that somebody else agreed that was ludicrous. I even put out a tweet. I don't even have any followers on Twitter. It's a new account and people like that. They knew what I was talking about. As far as that fight goes, everybody was pissed. Houston was screaming. They were not happy that the Russian got that win so lightning fast. Now, the fight that I was most excited for was the co-main event, which is Brandon Moreno and Kai Kara-France. Brandon Moreno is definitely in my top five fighters. I think he's awesome. I think he represents everything good. I'm also fanboy for the Mexican fighters. My wife's from Mexico, so I'm supporting them there. Kai Kara France, I think he's awesome at fighting. He's super intense. He's super fast. There's something about him. I'm not his biggest fan necessarily. I just think he seems tacky or something. I don't know what it is, and I don't want to talk bad about him because he seems like a nice guy and everything. It's just he always puts on like he's gonna kill everyone on the earth. He's so intense. And Brandon Moreno shut that down. I will say, Kai Kara France, I thought was maybe going to win that fight. When we hit the second round, Kai Kara France was getting through on everything. Brandon Moreno got cut. It definitely seemed like he lost his composure for a minute. Like Moreno wanted to give him one back and really just go hammer time trying to get Kai Kara France to, you know, feel some of the damage that I guess he felt. So I got a little nervous because it got pretty sloppy, in my opinion. And then Brandon Moreno came back in the third. Only 30 seconds left to go in the third round, and he lands this kick to the body. And I don't know if it was a spleen or kidney or what he hit, liver kick, I don't know. Kai Kara France folded. I mean, literally grabbed his belly and just folded to the ground. Moreno jumped on him and probably put 10 or 15 shots on him and got him out of there. It was 4:34 of the third round. It was awesome to see. Moreno was bloodied. And then they brought Figueiredo, the current champ, you know, out into the ring, which I haven't seen in like a super long time. I don't know when the last time I saw them bring a fighter into the ring that's just watching. But that was kind of exciting. He came in, and I think they really wanted to, like, amp that up and let them talk shit. And Brandon Moreno was like, my kid's watching. I don't want to talk shit. I want to be respectful. And then Figueiredo, like, literally, I guess he understood, and he was nice. They, like, had a hug and, like, promoted each other. It was wild thing to see. Definitely weird, but congrats to Moreno, the assassin baby, getting a TKO in such a cool way. Just fantastic to watch. Now, the main event was a women bantamweight fight. It was Juliana Pena and Amanda Nunes. You know, this was a decision, rightfully so. I think she got lucky last time. She talked a lot of shit. She even went on Rogan's podcast, I believe, after that and talked some shit to him. Like, see, I am the best in the world. You guys doubted me. I didn't even know until this fight that in the last event that, like, Nunes didn't properly train, that she had come off of COVID, and some other things. And, like, so she was not 100% like she normally is. Now, I'm not making an excuse for Nunes to lose, but she just didn't seem as good in her last fight. But last night, I mean, she seemed just like she always did. She was a force to be reckoned with. She put the hammer down. It was close. Pena tried to do some of the same running attack punches. I even saw Israel Adesanya and Dan Hooker making fun of her for the punches that she did. It's literally like she's just running towards you and just straight punching you like rock 'em sock 'em robot, just as fast as she can. And it looks silly, I'm not gonna lie. I don't see how that is an effective technique. I mean, it worked last time. I think maybe it worked because it's so stupid. It just doesn't make any sense how that would work. I can never imagine fighting somebody and full sprinting at them and just straight, like as straight as you can possibly punch. So she did that last night, and Nunes hit her with her right hand at the very end of her little running attack. And I mean, her feet came off the floor. And I think that kind of proved the point that Nunes is, she fights in a different way. She fights, you know, like a dude. I mean, she fights with some force. Her shots get through. Big hands. Well, I don't know if her hands are big, but I just mean like power hands. Like she just laid her out. Now, she didn't get the finish. Like I said, it went to decision, but in my opinion, it was pretty obvious that Nunes was definitely going to get that decision after that performance. I didn't see anything that was like hyper impressive from Juliana Pena last night. And actually, I don't want to say it's embarrassing because she obviously can fight with Nunes. Nunes is usually leaps and bounds ahead of everybody. And it didn't seem that way for Pena, like completely, like it normally does. But the type of attacks that she was doing, it just seems like you're bringing a plastic butter knife to a gunfight. It just seems so silly. Like, why would you do it that way? I just can't fathom. I don't want to come off rude, but like if you think you're the best in the world and then you do this little sprinting punch like a little kid would do if they were mad, you're going to say you're the best in the world and kind of talk shit to Rogan and all these people. I don't know. I'm a big supporter of the women fighting. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think they can be hyper capable. I think Valentina Shevchenko, Amanda Nunes, obviously Rousey was good. Holly Holm. Some of these fighters like that, they can really, really fight like ninjas. I mean, they're real life ninjas. Pena does not look like that, and I guess she's good on the ground. I don't know when the last time I saw her in a true like jiu-jitsu type fight. I mean, I know she choked out Nunes last time. It's just, if that's your strong suit, maybe stick to that. Maybe try to take her down. Maybe not do the sprint punch. I just don't know how you call yourself a world champion and do a full running punch like that. It's stuck in my head. I don't mean to keep saying this. It's just so silly, and I think you should go check out some highlights of it. And I'm sure on Twitter or TikTok today, you're going to see plenty of videos of Pena getting sat down during her little running attack. Overall, this was a super good card. I was actually really, really pumped. I thought that it was going to be, you know, way more boring than it was. Apparently, Paulo Costa and Luke Rockhold were supposed to fight, and it got canceled. I don't remember where they moved it to, what event's coming next, but, you know, we'll see. That'll be a great fight. Yeah, it was an awesome, awesome UFC card. You guys should go check out the highlights if you didn't watch it. Definitely look at Moreno's kick. Check out Nunes sitting Juliana Pena down. Go watch that bullshit stoppage of Derek Lewis. Super controversial. Pantoja, that dude, or Pantoja, I don't know how they say it in Brazil. I'm saying it like it's Spanish, but I know it's Portuguese. That dude's submission was awesome. And then check out Anthony Smith and Magomed. I couldn't figure out where that leg broke, so it's worth rewatching, and I'm excited to see if it really broke or not, because we won't find out until the x-rays are done. Awesome. Well, I know this is a little short episode of the podcast. I don't have much time today, and I just kind of wanted to recap UFC 277. I'm a huge fight fan. Thought it was great. Next Saturday, there's another fight card. We're probably going to talk about that as well next Sunday. But in the meantime, you guys have an awesome day. Thanks for listening. It's very much appreciated, and I wish you guys the best. Peace out.